I think what the Kellys have said to me is that they've had two phase one environmental studies, both of which came back clean. So I don't know necessarily that that clears the site quite yet. I think it's possible
that there's stuff. I don't know that that would hit the buildings.
You know, and the buildings are a different story too. So,
but anyway. I'm taking both asbestos and that. Just with how long it's taken Williamsburg people to get their clearances for their asbestos and get it remediated out of there, and the limited number of companies that do the remediation, that I just want to make sure we're protected. You got time to get it done.
There's a lot of lead on that site. Because they shot a lot of shots.
I call that the gun club. Right.
But I think putting a reasonable time on the demolition is a good condition. And maybe it should be 18 months.
Okay, we're back in open session. The next item on the agenda is consideration of an agreement with Kimball Investments for the purchase of real property. Ken, do you want to just briefly introduce that to us and then
yes.
We'll see if there's a motion?
So I would recommend to the council that we commit to a TIF, a reimbursement to the purchasers, which is the Kimball Investments, up to $770,000 over time. The source of that would be tax increment revenue generated from within the 70 acres of their property and not triggered until they have generated $15.5 million in taxable value on the non-industrial portion of their development, or the 12.5 acres on the frontage of Redwood Road. That would be my first recommendation. Secondly, I think that we should also require in that commitment letter that they would enter into an agreement with us for architectural standards and architectural guidelines, urban design guidelines for any buildings and property that gets built in that 12.5 acres.
And signs.
And including signage. And that architecture would represent essentially what they've shown us so far in the approved concept plan. And then the third recommendation would be an appropriate timing on the demolition and clearing of the property.
Of 18 months with the 6-month extension?
Yeah, 18 months.
12 months.
I don't care. I think 18 months is probably fine. And any other conditions the council wants to add, that's what I'd be looking for.
Okay. Is there any discussion or is there a motion?
I want to move what Ken just said.
Okay.
And I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any? Is there any further discussion? All in favor by roll call?
Aye.
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 All right. The motion passed unanimously. Anything from David for attorney's report?
No, not unless you've got any questions on everybody signed up the settlement agreement on the landslide, so we're moving
forward. Is that general knowledge now? Could we broadcast that?
Yeah, and I think the copies of that have been sent out.
I asked Jody Burnett that question, and he said we could talk about it. I've talked to the affected property owners.
Yeah, it's a signed document. The next step is right now we're getting the mitigation plan designed, and
okay.
The designer will bid it out sometime in March. We'll see what the bids come in at.
Okay.
So, yeah, sorry. So that was just, if I'll do my report really quick, I was going to report on this too. We have signed, I think I told the council this, we signed our contract with Geosyntec. They're doing the design work for the repair. On the 28th of January next week, they'll be coming into town to do a site inspection. And we'll be with them as they do that. Then they'll have three more meetings, and we'll have all the stakeholders together, meaning all the participants in the in the litigation and the property owners if they want to. The first one of those meetings is a 30% design meeting on February 19th, and I can send these to you. The next one is a 90% design meeting on March the 4th, and then on March the 12th, they'll have their design 100% done, after which time we would go out to bid on the project. So we're hoping to begin construction soon after that. So May would be maybe.
How many legitimate bidders are out there?
Well, that's a good question. I do think we'll have some bidders because the project is a little bit different than what it was when we first when we did the first project to make some repairs on the slide. It's no longer, you know, just a raw landslide site, and I think we'll have a good plan. And so not every firm is going to be capable of doing it, but we'll have firms like MC Green that will be interested in it, and maybe others.
I think we should prepare ourselves for sticker shock based on just everything else I'm seeing in this world.
We have tried, I know our attorneys and us have tried to push all the parties into accumulating as much money as we could for the repair, which I think we've done. It's about $3 million. And I just don't know if that's going to be enough or not.
Maybe in the design we could have some, like, well, this part's not really critical if we need to cut it or something.
Are we thinking a 2-year build? How long?
Oh, no. The build is 60 to 90 days, I think.
Oh, so super fast.
Yeah, it'll be done this year if we approve it and let it out.
I think it's worth doing some sort of announcement that we've gotten to this point, and it's taken 6 years, but you know.
Seven
years?
They told us it would take 7 years, so we're a year ahead of schedule.
We are so far ahead of schedule.
We are still in the 7 years of plenty. We are just fine.
I think once we get the bids back and we know that we're going to have enough funding to do the project, that's when I think I'll celebrate.
At this point, we're still just hoping.
Yeah. But that's a great idea to publicize it. It's a big accomplishment, I think.
It's pretty good.
And I think the city comes away with 6.5 acres of property, which maybe we didn't want super badly, but it's a great asset up there at the top of the hill.
A pump track, I still think that's a good idea.
Well, you know, I mean, maybe we can do very lightweight pickleball courts.
Oh, like the one in the OHV area off of Redwood.
Yeah.
Dang.
All right.
Is that it?
If you put stuff on stilts, doesn't it weigh less?
What?
If you put stuff on stilts, doesn't it weigh less?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Let's just put it on marshmallows or something.
No, I don't have anything else.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, so somewhere down at that end, I usually get a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Hey, Mayor, for a couple of weeks, maybe a month or two, can you start your roll calls down there so that I don't have to be first?
No.
If I'm completely up in the night, I don't want to